Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I do podcasts explaining or talking about situations that are related to personal sufferings and atrocities. I tell about the experiences I felt because I was a crime victim. But as at the same time, when I'm on doing podcasts or the way I act or I walk, I think I act very normally. You know, I always say on the podcast I have everything under control. Or when I go to people, if I have a concern, everything seems fine unless I say something wrong, and then I have to. If it's something bad, then I report it to the right people to help me to deal with it. You know, like if it's medical, then I go to the doctor. If it's criminal, I go to the police, etc. But because I talk about my situations online, it gives no one out there who's listening to my podcast or meet me and talk to me directly to make a preconceived notion that falsehoods, and it's based on ignorance or misinterpretations, and especially true if they live in, you know, a state like California where there are laws against, you know, and they're against discrimination against not only color but religion, gender identity, and definitely sexual orientation or sex. You can't be living in California being a discriminatory person. It's also frowned upon, and it's also legal racially profile someone based on their race or based on because they look a certain way or act a certain way. Because if it walks like a duck, it talks like a duck. Sometimes it's not a duck. Again, you know, as I mentioned in previous podcasts, if there's a direct emergency, you know, you can obviously, like a fire or a shooting or, you know, some natural disaster, yeah. Then the Good Samaritan comes in or something, call the fire department, call, you know, something. Other than that, you know, everybody should be left alone. And the reason why I mentioned that before, and I mentioned this now, is because when I do the podcast talking about the sufferings I had or whatever is going on with me, because it's the right form to talk about stuff. I talk about my music, which is so important to me, and talk about the concerns I have with, you know, making it, which is the great part of expressing on podcasts, but also the concerns that individuals near me have said that they were using my songs illegally or, you know, being stalked by some deranged person for several years, etc. Then I talk about my experiences as a crime victim or being targeted by deranged people. But when I talk on podcasts, there was people who were listening to my podcast and who made false allegations about my mental health or based on what they heard, and the perception that I guess I came off was that I was in need of help or so on, but they never contacted me. They kept telling people around me false allegations that I wasn't well by listening to my podcast. I will say this, that's so ignorant. Remember, being ignorant is not a good thing. Being bigoted is not a good thing either. I had someone who, based on listening to my podcast, thought I was a schizophrenic or thought I was not well enough. That person is ignorant, bigoted and whatever motive that person have or whatever the person is based on listening to what I was saying, then that's not good. So all kinds of other, there's also connected legal issues here too. You know, it's just a matter if they spread false allegations about me without knowing the whole situation, defamation, etc. But as I said in these podcasts, if you don't know the entire story, and you're going based on what you hear, that's not how you know everything. You can't go by what you see or what you hear. If you don't know me and know my situation, if you're not an expert, or even if you are, you should not be making a preconceived. You can have your own opinion, but to spread innuendos without knowing the entire or the whole circumstance, or knowing the whole picture about me, is simply not fair. That's ignorance. That's bigotry. In some of these situations, the person who was spreading the false allegation was a criminal. They had these intentions to harm me, or they didn't want me to succeed. They didn't want me to be a success. And that's why I always point out that, you know, that perception is not always true. In other words, perception sometimes is not in reality. So we shouldn't go by what we see. We don't look on the cover of a book and make a total assessment of somebody and think everything's okay. You can't look just on the cover of the book. You have to open a book. So in other words, don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge me because of what I say. Just look at it in a situation of what it is. Because podcast is a form of interacting entertainment, but in a sense of that is for people to listen to and to either enjoy or to ponder through reasoning. But what I said about my situation or my experiences were true for me. If you do not know me, have never seen me before, or anything related, then it gives you no right to make an assessment on me just because I make a podcast. Now, if I say something that's obviously very concerning, say like a death threat or something, then that would probably be a reasonable concern. But I never said anything of any seriousness in that regard. So, you know, it's not fair to mental health profile me. Mental health profiling is when someone perceives someone to be mentally ill or not well mentally or physically, but just because they look at them or the way they walk or what they say, the way they act, and that's not good. I remember when I worked in mental health a long time ago, but in life, it's important to think beyond the box because a lot of people are unique. I'm an entertainer. A lot of entertainers are unique. You know, a lot of people are unique regardless of their entertainment business or not. Different walks, have different likes, they wear different clothes, they act a certain way. And we can't perceive or make an assessment on somebody just because of what they wear or the way they act. Because if we do, we'd be ignorant unless we know the situation or if it's an emergency or something like that. So what I'm saying is when you listen to my podcast, just keep it detached being detached from what I say would be the best plausible explanation. Because even if you are concerned, it's really not concerned to be worried about anything related to me, unless you were directly involved, unless something actually happened. And when I do podcasts, I'm very much aware of what I'm doing and what I'm saying. So we leave it there. Now, I definitely been a victim of racial profiling. I was falsely accused of stealing. I was falsely accused of being a criminal, but I think it was ID theft, and I thought it was racism. Racism is wrong. Racial profiling is wrong. Even though it is true that some people who look like me are criminals, but that's true of any race, gender, religion, sexual orientation, because it doesn't matter if you're black or white or Jewish or Christian or gay or straight or whatever. There's good and bad in everybody. In other words, there's good black people, bad black people, good white people, bad white people, good gay people, bad gay people, good Christian people, bad Christian people, etc., etc., etc. There's good and bad in everybody, so I stay away from the bad people, regardless of where they come from, and I go with the good. But I can't make that assessment by observing how they act if I don't know them, or listening to what they say on the podcast, because I would have, that it would show ignorance or lack of awareness. Because this world is diverse. Diversity. I am glad I am an American citizen, because in some countries around the world, there is no diversity. Some countries, even very powerful countries that I will not mention, if I say, express myself in a podcast the way I do, or wear certain clothes, they will put me in jail, or they might try to kill me. And when I say kill me, I say that's in other countries. And when I say things related to death, it was just my experiences in terms of my experiences as a crime victim. It does not mean that I need someone to be involved right now. My life is not in danger. I'm very much aware. If my life was in danger or anything really emergency, I would not be on a podcast. So when you listen to my podcast, do not make no preconceived notions about my mental health or my concerns. Just let it be. Be detached and realize it's just part of my expression, the spoken word. So I like to be around people who are highly intelligent or at least aware or have basic common sense when they look at TV or they look at podcasts the same way, like you listen to a radio station. That's what it is. It's a program to talk about something. It's not an emergency. I'm just expressing thyself. And I want to tell you the truth. I am perfectly fine. I got everything regarding my health, regarding mental, physical, I am stable. So if you perceive me to be not, then something is wrong with you. If you listen to my podcast and it is harmless and it's nothing of any seriousness, then something is wrong. Now, if you do hear my bad situations of speaking about the dark side of life, where I experience other people's dark side, where I have and been a victim of targeting, stalking, etc., which has happened. Yes, I've been Harassment, racism, yes. Anyway, yes, I experience a lot of targeting, but I'm fine. I do notice one reason was because I am in the entertainment industry and some people perceive me as being a celebrity, and I am, technically, because I have music videos and I have songs all over the internet where people can see me. So, yes, people can see my songs and so on. And, yes, it's very common for being a celebrity, being in the music business, having fame, to be targeted by crazy people, stalker, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is true. But I am fine. I think just about every person who has some celebrity status, whether it's big or small, have experienced to some degree some crazy person or some bad situation related to having some type of fame, and or anybody else who was famous, especially on a larger scale. I experienced it when I first released my records long time ago, and it was a certain change, and I am fine. I don't like that type of situation, but I do know that I had to protect myself, you know, and you know, by keeping with the right people. And, you know, when I, if there is an emergency, I call the police, et cetera, whatever I need. But I am fine. I don't perceive myself to be a really big celebrity, but I have celebrity status. So so unfortunately, it goes hand in hand with dealing with people out there who will look at me in that regard. But still, regardless, when you listen to me on a podcast or if you see my video, some people saw my videos and thought that something was wrong with me mentally, which shows their ignorance or lack of awareness or lack of education and understanding art. Podcasts, just like music videos, are art. For example, my video Tragedy Is Not What I Am is a video, a music video. It's acting. It's showing a showcase to show my rock song. And some people perceive me to be not well. It's because they have they're ignorant. Also, the person that made that assessment has some preconceived preconceived notions based on ulterior motives. They were not a fan of my music and a fan of me because they didn't want me to succeed. They were a hater, a dream killer. They wanted me not to succeed in music. So that's why they had those criminal intentions. They did other things too. Said they used my songs and put my signatures on things. And I am going to say that's a different topic. I would never allow that, but that's the criminal map part of the profiling. In other words, they want people or to believe that I ain't well, so I don't make it because they're an antisocial person or a sociopath, whatever. But the thing is that, you know, innuendo, which happens a lot. It does happen a lot with celebrities, but innuendo is not a good thing because if you make up a false allegation and it spreads, it can lead to me filing a lawsuit of defamation of character. So I don't want that to happen either. But that's just in general terms or personal terms. Regardless, my podcasts are not should be seen as a spoken word, creative self-expression. Do not take it seriously if you're concerned about what I say. I say, stay out of it. Just look at it for what it is. Don't be an ignorant person. If you see my videos for Tragedy Is Not What I Am or my pop videos or so on, they're on Vevo. Some people have perceived me as being, you know, dangerous because of the way I looked in my pop videos. They have every right to think that way, but something was wrong with them. Okay? Mentally. There are people in this society who are truly not well enough to understand reality. So I keep away from them. I'm already dealing with somebody who's like that already. Because of being in the public eye on a small scale. I mean, it really is, or because of these podcasts. This podcast, I got some fame too. So please keep an open mind if you're aware, because it's really cool, you know, being ignorant is not a laughing matter. If you don't understand creative self-expression or spoken word or artistic creations with videos and take that and mean that something seriously is going on based on a creative fantasy that was made in a video, then you need to get your head straight and learn basic common sense. You need to get some education on learning how to live in this world. Please, profiling is not good. Mental health profiling, physical profiling, or whatever. If I dress a certain way, people have perceived me because I wear jogging pants, that something was wrong. I wasn't taking care of myself. They're ignorant. Okay, I like it because I prefer it. It makes me feel comfortable. It does not mean that I'm not taking care of myself. That's ignorant. Mind your freaking business, too. If you don't know the difference between what's right or wrong or how to deal with people, then you should keep your mouth shut. Because I'm sorry if I sound a little abrasive, but I was tired of people profiling me. When I was young, they profiled me to be all kinds of things, and I wasn't even aware of the way I walk, so they call me a sissy. But I wasn't interested in any, that doesn't mean a guy or something at a very young age. Definitely not at that age. I had no interest. I was too young to understand what was going on. But that was because of the other children's ignorance. They profiled me to be something that just didn't make sense. There are a lot of people who walk the same way I do, and they're gay or straight. But that, I don't think you can call somebody gay or straight at 10 or 8 years old. And then I have people profile me because I said something about, you know, something in general about something going on in the news. They thought I was being satanic. I mean, that's ignorance. I mean, that really is ignorance. And then I had people, because I mentioned astrology, say I was a member of the cult, and or I was satanic. So I thought that was so ignorant. Now that's based on ignorance. Ignorance. And when people who are ignorant are allowed to go by their false assumptions in a position of power or leverage, they can be very dangerous. So I hope we keep the ignorant people out of the picture, out of positions of power, because they profile and say things that are not based on reality. Ignorance is all kinds of forms of discrimination. Sex, religion, etc. But also is, you know, just lack of common sense. lack of common sense. And, you know, the world does not revolve around one person or one religion or one race in this world. There are lots of different religions and different races and different creeds and different lifestyles and different careers, etc. The world is really diverse. Diversity. There's so many different types of people on this planet, and that is the absolute truth. But what we see on the outside may not be what it is on the inside. We can't go by what we assume. We have to go by what we know. So if you listen to my podcast, please don't make no false preconceptions or allegations about what I say. Because if you don't know me, let it be. That includes mental health profiling. That includes any type of profiling. It's ignorant. That's the way the world can grow, is to let people of all types show their expression. And the other reason is diversity leads to inventions. People design clothes or wear different clothes or make different forms of music, change the world intellectually too. If we didn't allow diversity or uniqueness, we wouldn't have an Einstein or a Newton. We wouldn't have Hendrix to change the way the guitar was played. We wouldn't have Eddie Van Halen. We wouldn't have a music creative. We wouldn't have a lot of things. Except that's what happens with diversity. But back to profiling. It's related to that. Don't profile me by what I say. Profile yourself. Because you know yourself more than anybody else. Learn the facts about a human condition before you judge. You're not supposed to judge in the first place, really. But the reality is, before you judge, know all the facts. Because if you don't, you may be profiling, and you may be basing your analysis on something that's ignorant. And that includes referring to my podcast, my music, etc., or anything. Thank you from Dove Knight.